Esports, or competitive video gaming, has been steadily growing in Alaska schools for the past few years. And students across the state recently competed for a spot in the first sanctioned esports state championship happening this week. As Alaska Public Media's Maiwa Aina reports, the new activity is helping foster community within schools.
Nice.
It was a quiet start to the match between Petersburg High School and East High School in Anchorage. It's the first time the two teams have played against each other. But East High senior and team member Tom Cabanilla says his team is ready to play.
This is a playoff, so pretty excited. My team's pretty hype right now. We're going to get this like easy dub and then move on to the next round.
More and more schools are starting esports clubs and teams, but this is the first school year that the Alaska School Activities Association has had a sanctioned esports program. That means schools across Alaska can officially compete against each other under the same rules and regulations. The association says about 46 teams participated across two types of official video games this season, Rocket League and League of Legends.
It's not very often we get, you know, a teacher telling a kid to play more video games, so, yeah.
That's East High School's coach, Bradley Smith. A math teacher by day, Smith says he started a pilot esport program last year and is happy to have more support. But he says it's been hard communicating a positive narrative to the community.
You get a lot of, stigma about, well, why would I want to pay $190 for the activity fee for my kid to play video games when they can just play it at home? So that's kind of been tough to get through.
Smith says there are tangible benefits, including scholarships, that students can earn from playing esports, and that it helps provide students who otherwise wouldn't participate in after-school programs with a school activity they can get involved in. He notes that the team's relationship is one of their strengths.
They hang out with each other outside of school and not when we're in here, so they have a pretty good friendship going around, which helps out quite a bit. You know, I see them playing all the time, so just a good group of kids, I think, yeah.
That's part of why Cabanilla says he joined the team. He says he played League of Legends before, but recently picked it back up to play for East with his friends.
You know, senior year, I have like a lot of regrets, especially not, you know, joining too many sports because I just didn't want to. And this is probably the only thing I could join right now to, you know, enjoy the last moments of high school.
Cabanilla has become sort of an advocate for esports at East, even getting his yearbook teacher to give the team some space for a feature, a back-to-back spread. He hopes it'll bring the activity some exposure.
Just so that, you know, people around the school district could realize how esports is actually like a growing community now.
He understands that some people aren't quite sure what to make of esports just yet, especially compared to more familiar sports like football or basketball.
But in the end, like, it's just like any other sport. We're here for fun, we're here to win, we're here to compete.
Despite some pregame nerves, East was able to pull out a 2-0 win over Petersburg in the playoffs, moving on to the next round. As Cabanilla packs up his personal keyboard and mouse, he looks forward to the rest of the competition. The team will play against Diamond High School in the state championship game scheduled for Friday. In Anchorage, I'm Maiwa Aina.
Good first game, boys. Good first game.